yamachawa cheni gombe tengne ani shebe gyudi tengne da shigyudi tengne ani gyun chesan chesan la son ne tar ani gyengi jik se yendengi jik da kasuribe yonsu zogbe ani sanje sim shigyudi tengne ani sanje gudru yungare.
It is through meditating on the two truths in an inseparable way, conventional truths and ultimate truths, that the faulty states of mind are gradually removed and the excellent attributes of the Buddha mind are gradually developed.
Buddha mind is there.
Buddha mind and body. Or the Buddha's bodies?
Buddha's bodies.
Bodies.
That the good day, any? Zawa and the Tashi Sunju Lam Gombe, Dobji, Sanji Kuban, Druguya, Tashi Sunju Tan and Druguya. Ready in Ia, Tashi Susu, Lagji Menda Shayari. Lagji Menda Shani, Sonam the talk on the Lagjilia, Shandu Susatche. Yishik talk on the Lagjilia, Rangu Susati, the Shusu Kuni to Shep.
Thus, Buddhahood is to be achieved through the unified cultivation and meditation of method and wisdom. However, both method and wisdom have their own respective imprints or results in Buddhahood. The imprint or result of method is the form bodies of a Buddha, whereas the imprint or result of the practice of wisdom as the truth body of a Buddha.
Down the Tashi, the Zo Kareslam, Sherbs are doing the way Sherbdi, Sherbche, and in Tab Changu Sim. Tasting better, Jinso Chichaba, and Zutadi, Tabcha.
So, what are the main forms of method and wisdom? The main form of wisdom is the intelligent consciousness realizing emptiness, the emptiness of inherent existence, and the main form of method is the altruistic intention to become enlightened, which is induced by love and compassion. Thus, the basic mode of procedure in Buddhism is that the basis is the two truths, conventional and ultimate truths. The path is the two method and wisdom, and the fruit or result are the two bodies, the truth body and form bodies of a Buddha.
Maranzola, Shigi Tomini Yuding, the Shibe Guti Dingne, Rangin Nangi, Ta Casorbury, Nao Nyaba Chateaji, Ta Kanda Kansakam, Simjan Saji Yavche. Teleya, Rangin Nangi, Tawan Deva, the Tumim in Dubaji, Sangil Shakdua.
Now, from another point of view, explaining this, and from another point of view, we have from beginningless time had a have had an awareness or consciousness thinking I. This I is the sentient being or person. And this I naturally or I or self naturally or innately wants happiness and doesn't want suffering. And this wanting of happiness, not wanting suffering, is valid, it's true, it's reasonable. Thus, all of us have the right to achieve happiness and to get rid of suffering. Because the suffering which we do not want and the happiness which we want are changeable, they change from moment to moment. This indicates that they depend upon causes and conditions. Thus, in order to get rid of suffering, we need to get rid of the causes and conditions of suffering, and in order to achieve happiness, we need to achieve the causes and conditions of happiness. Thus, with regard to the cause and effect sequence of the class of afflicted phenomena which we want to get rid of, there is the first two of the Noble Truths, true sufferings and the true origins of suffering. And with regard to the cause and effect sequence or process of purified phenomena, that which we want to attain, there are the two truths of true cessations and true paths. Thus Buddha set forth the Four Noble Truths, which are two classes of sequences of effects and causes of suffering and of happiness.
Any Tashigita, Lamdi Gondi, any Devu Sanjay Salia, the incondition, the condition to Buddhism.
So then, how is it that in terms of the continuum or continuation of the mind, one through cultivating method and wisdom in meditation can gradually proceed to the stage of Buddhahood?
Shivnim Gunalia, Sunsha Trisha, Deata. Gadin Gadi, Parangadi, Parasangadi, Buddhi Sahas, Ditandati, Deatas, Ditadisha. Any song Gadigadis in Songshik, Songshik, Parado Songshik, Parado Yandabo Songshik, Chungju to Shichuk Sajibe.
It is as Buddha said in the Heart Sutra, Tadyata, Gate Gate, Paragate, Parasangati, Bodhi Swaha. The Tadyata means it is thus. Gate gate means having gone. Paragate means having thoroughly gone. Parasangate means having completely and thoroughly gone. And then enlightenment.
That digi ini, tangela, song shivati, kaso song, draws love you into. Ta?
So with regard to the first gate, having gone, this needs to be explained in terms of that which is gone over, the means of going, and the action of going. That to which one is gone. We can explain
more
this.
More than three now.
The one who is going, that to which one is going, that from which one is going, and to which one is going? From which one is going? To which one is going? That and the means by which or that in dependence upon which one is going. So who is going? It is the I or self that is designated in dependence upon the continuum of the mind. that from which one is going is proceeding from or getting away from the samsara or cyclic existence, which is a state of being under the influence of contaminated actions and afflictions. That to which one is going is the resultant truth body, which is an extinguishment forever of suffering, the origins of suffering, as well as the predispositions of the causes of suffering. And that by which one is going or proceeding is the path which is a union of method and wisdom. So therefore, Buddha, in this first statement of Gati, is telling the trainees to go to the other shore. In other words, from the point of view of the trainee, cyclic existence or samsara is on the near side, is closer, and the far shore, the distant place, is nirvana, the state of having passed beyond suffering. So when Buddha says these five, he is telling the trainees to thoroughly go, to very much, completely and thoroughly go, and to go to enlightenment. This is telling his trainees to proceed over the five paths of accumulation, preparation, seeing, meditation, and no more learning. The trainees indeed have to proceed by way of a path that is a union of method and wisdom, but the five paths are laid out by way of the enhancement or increase of wisdom that is brought about through the increasing factor of method. Then what is the path of accumulation? It is that period of time which, even though during this period the person is engaged in practicing the altruistic factors of method, it is that period of time during which he or she still has not yet generated a state of, wisdom consciousness that is a... That is a state arisen from meditation, realizing emptiness. Now, even though on the path of accumulation, the person has states arisen from meditation, that person does not have a state arisen from meditation that is realizing emptiness. At the point at which that person achieves a state arisen from meditation that realizes emptiness, the person passes to the path of preparation. Then on the path of preparation, through familiarizing more and more with this state of meditation that realizes emptiness, this accompanied with the cultivating the factors of altruistic method, the person gradually perceives emptiness, the appearance of emptiness, more clearly and more clearly over the four levels of the path of preparation, heat, peak, forbearance, and highest mundane qualities, to the point at which the all sense of duality with respect to emptiness is extinguished, and that person realizes emptiness directly. That is the beginning of the path of seeing. And then at this point in the great vehicle, the 10 bodhisattva stages or grounds begin. In the sutra system of the great vehicle called the perfection vehicle, there are 10 bodhisattva grounds, whereas in the mantra or tantra system, there are various numbers of grounds are set forth. 13, 14, etc., many different varieties and numbers of grounds. But in meaning, there really isn't much difference in that these extra grounds are matters of considering, for instance, the paths of accumulation and preparation as the ground of engagement through belief before the regular or the normal bodhisattva 10 grounds. And then also the 10th bodhisattva ground is divided into various sub-levels thus making more grounds, but in fact having the same meaning. With regard to what is being gotten rid of, the objects of abandonment through the path, there are two types. There are the artificial objects of abandonment, or artificial obstructions, and innate obstructions. The artificial are removed through the path of seeing, whereas the innate, because one has familiarized or gotten used to these faulty states of mind since beginningless time, they are more difficult to be gotten rid of. They must be gotten rid of through meditating on the meaning of emptiness that was already seen before. And because such meditation is required over a lengthy period of time, over and over again, with regard to the meaning of the emptiness of inherent existence already seen, this phase of the path is called the path of meditation. With regard to the 10 Bodhisattva grounds, as they are explained in the Prasangika Madhyamaka system, the first 7 grounds are called impure, whereas the latter are called pure. This is because over the first 7 grounds, one is abandoning or getting rid of the afflictive obstructions, and by the beginning of the 8th ground has gotten rid of them. Thus, the last 3 grounds, the 8th, 9th, and 10th, are called the pure grounds, the 3 pure grounds. Then, having actualized the 10 grounds through the having done that, then through actualizing the Vajra-like meditative stabilization at the end of the continuum of being a sentient being that still has obstructions yet to be gotten rid of, one overcomes the very subtle obstructions to omniscience and and then the next moment of the continuation or continuum of one's mind becomes an omniscient consciousness. The reality of the mind at that time simultaneously becomes the nature body of a Buddha.
Da shiba teta doni judo yodengi, da tegi se aga, da tae lung se ashtuwa, o digi ni, kanda tizang shin yin dengi, eni tama tagi suji goba namba naso sha dengi tela, eni sanji suji go se yare.
And the various physical forms that appear from the very subtle wind or inner energy which is of one undifferentiable entity with that mind are called the form bodies of a Buddha. And among those form bodies, there are basically two types, the complete enjoyment body and the emanation bodies. Thus, this is a brief explanation of the grounds, paths, and fruits. Thus, it seems as if we don't have any need to meet this afternoon or tomorrow. So that's it for today. And this afternoon I will be speaking about the three trainings.
Question?
This morning we won't have any questions, but this afternoon I will speak for an hour and then I will spend a half hour answering questions that you write out and give to the ushers.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.